Chuck Jack Freestyle, Dog Days of Podcasting for Saturday, August 2nd, 2014. Hey, didn't start with a cat this time. That's because I'm starting recording a little earlier than usual, rather than the 9 or 10 o'clock pattern that I've been following. At the end of the day, it's just after 5 o'clock, my local time, and thought I'd get this out a little earlier because there's still a lot left to do today, and I don't know if I'm going to get back to this based on the things that are happening later today, like Julie's coming home tonight. She's been gone for 10 weeks doing her research project out at the Colorado School of Mines, and she's coming home today in 9 o'clock-ish. So I've got to go to the airport, and then once she gets home, I'm probably not going to be able to sneak off to the garage and do a podcast. So I want to get you taken care of before my time gets taken care of, like it's already been today. Started off this morning on a positive note, got the lower level sink fixed. Had to replace the drain. You know that little thing that you pull up, makes the drain close, and you push it down and the drain opens up? Well, that broke while David was living here. And, part of me kind of went grumble, grumble. It would have been fine if he hadn't been living here. It would have broke on the next owner. Because that bathroom doesn't get used all that often. But it is what it is. I went on and bought parts about a month ago with the rest of the projects that have been done, like light fixtures and toilet rolls and all that other good stuff in the last few weeks. I finally got around to that one and realized, oh no, I don't have any plumber's putty. Or if I did, it was packed up. Or if I did and it wasn't packed up, it was probably all dried up. Irony of ironies, I find it today after the project's all done in the workroom. Okay, back to the main story. So I borrowed some from Scott. And last night when we were doing the LED stuff, he handed me his tub of plumber's putty. Made a little worm, put it around the edge of the drain, pressed it into the sink. Everything was going fine. Hooked up the drain pipe just fine. And got that done before karate. Went to karate, came home, went downtown, da-da-da-da-da. Came home, took a nap because I was tired. Because the cats started waking us up at 4 a.m. Even though we're feeding them at night, they still think it's time to eat when when the sun comes up. So this afternoon, found out some bad news. Remember I told you there was a storm in Phoenix and it stopped just shy of our house? Well, another one came through and didn't stop. Mike Menengay sent me some pictures of the tiles. He's got like the terracotta tile roof that a lot of houses in the Southwest have. Yeah, some of those got ripped off the roof and messed up. So I called the insurance company because fortunately we're insured. And they said, oh, okay, well, there's been a lot of damage. This is now a catastrophe area. And we'll get somebody out there Thursday. Thursday? I got an exposed roof. What can we do now? I said, oh, we've got an emergency team that we'll send over, get somebody to call you. I said, okay, great. Have them call Mike. So I don't have to play middleman because I don't live there. And Mike is perfectly willing to help out. And I owe him a great big Christmas present. And probably he and Lori a dinner out or something. So he's been helpful. Just going over, keeping an eye on the place. He just got the pool all cleaned up and now it's a mess again from this last storm. So I'm going through money feeding him to feed the pool, which is like, you know, we ought to just let it go till we get there. But we got our claim filed for the roof and some other stuff. There's like a tree knocked down or something. And the emergency guy called me back first. He said, hi, this is Carl from What's-Her-Face Construction. He said, you need some help with the roof. I was like, yeah, I need some tarps, but you were supposed to call Mike first. So I gave him Mike's number and he called there. So fat load of good the redirect didn't do. On the other good side, I got the workroom all cleaned up. Well, at least it's all boxed up and in the garage. But this is that tricky balance that I face now because you can't pack up too much because there's still little projects left to do like the sink. And if you pack up your drill or your extension cords and then you need them to do a project, like what box was that in? Is it in the warehouse or is it still out in the garage? So currently everything's in the garage. I've got one standing cabinet with like five rows of stuff that I need to filter through and box those things up because I don't think I'm going to be needing a box saw and miter box anytime in the near future, nor am I going to need probably my crosscut saw, larger hand saw. Lots of screws, lots of nails, lots of bolts, lots of things like that that can probably be boxed up. I've got to sort through those because they've been all over the place. And I'm finally getting a grip on some of these things and go, Oh, wow, didn't know I had those. Oh, wow, I don't need those. Oh, wow, let's donate some of these. Lots of things we can donate as well to Habitat for Humanity, what they call a restore. 25 feet of Romex that I'm never going to use, or 12 feet, whatever it is. 3 dimmer switches. I don't know why I have 3 dimmer switches. Still in the package, 2 of them. Lots of switch face plates and outlet face plates, and don't need them. Not going to use them in the next house because everything is paddle switches instead of little rocker switches. So got to be careful what I pack up and what I don't pack up. I'm probably going to put the essentials into the toolboxes. I've got 3 toolboxes. I'm probably bringing 1 or 2 in the van with me just so I can keep those around. Sort of like those last clothes that you pack in a suitcase so you have some clothes to wear on the way and you have some clothes to wear when you get there because this stuff isn't showing up for a few days after we get there. So whatever's in the house is whatever's in the house. Dragon Con update. I sent a picture to Anthony, the man with the convertible that Santa is going to ride in. And he loves the Santa outfit. I didn't post that last night, did I? I did not. I'll get that on Facebook. And Scott asked last night, he said, check and see if it's okay for me to sit up on top in the back seat rather than in down low in the back seat because the beard on this thing is like 3 feet long. And it won't work if he's sitting down on the seat. So I sent an email with the picture, and Anthony said, yeah, I expected that, so it's okay. I also, while we were riding back from downtown, Scott and I were riding our bikes this morning, I said, oh, that's what I need to do. I need to sort out all the sound bites that are on my iPad. Now, I use a soundboard while we're doing Technorama and throw in little sound bites every once in a while for the different segments of the show. Usually we bring in the news with one of Farnsworth, good news, everyone, or impending news, everyone, or Bender saying, good news, everyone. And I've got several of these that are on one page, several on another page, mixed in with some other sound bites, several that are missing. So I wanted to clean them up and all consolidate them and just get them all together. So I have, I believe, 16 different variations of good news, bad news, impending news. News and weather, everyone. They're all in one place now, and they all work. Some of the buttons didn't work before. So I got that all cleaned up. So that's in preparation for DragonCon as well. I have broken down the studio equipment as much as I could because I need the headphone amp, I need the iPad, I need the H2, and I need a couple other things that are part of the regular quasi-portable studio. So it's now in the garage. I still need to box up the mixer and the cables. But the pieces that are going to DragonCon are with my other DragonCon things. I'm trying to get everything ready so that after I come back from San Diego and I've got that brief week and then we got to get Lisa to college and then there's another brief week and like, boom, DragonCon's going to be on us in nothing flat. I've got maybe 2 weekends left before we move. And there's no Technorama this weekend because Craig is going to be out. There's no Technorama the next weekend because I'm going to be in San Diego, and there's maybe one after, I think that's the weekend we'd bring Lisa to college, so it's really kind of, then it's DragonCon, so I need this equipment for DragonCon, so I have no problem breaking it down. I might miss one Technorama because the equipment, I should just finish boxing this stuff up, because after DragonCon, I'm probably not going to have time to do one show, and then get it boxed up and on the truck. So, you may have heard the last Technorama until we get to Phoenix. There's a scary thought. It's going to be at least a month and a half before we get another show out. You have been warned, Technorama fans. I apologize. If there is a way to do this, maybe, I'll do a hangout on the phone or something. We'll get that taken care of. So, I also picked out some music for the parade. One of the things I asked Anthony is, do you have a CD player or an aux in that we can use to play some music or sound bites or whatever? So I did some research this afternoon and got that all squared away. I think I've got a couple of fan-based songs that have audio clips in them, like the Mission Impossible with a number of good news, everyone, or shut up and take my money, that kind of thing, that we can play so that we don't hear the same theme song over and over every 30 seconds for the half hour or so that is the parade. Half hour? Maybe it's not that long. 20 minutes? It's hard to tell. How long are we actually in the parade? It's got to be at least a half hour. So I've got things that go round and round with some sound bites. Ho, ho, ho. I was going to record some myself, but I found some online. I said, that's good enough. And I'll interleave those in a playlist or burn them to CD and have a backup plan. So I will bring audio cable. Need one. I'm going to take it right now. I hesitate to take this right off the board because I don't know if it'll ever get back on the board in the right place. But if I don't take it now, I won't remember ever. So here we go. Grabbing that. Oh, this hurts. This really hurts breaking down the system. And so, my iMic, you've served me so well for the past umpteen years. Where's the other end of the dang thing? Everything's all wound up and round and then upside down. So, anyway, while I dig this cable out, I've got music, and yes, that's what I want. Beautiful. You know, this thing's kind of a nest, even when it is semi-organized. And, ta-da, now I can hook my phone up. I'll make a playlist out of that. So the parade music is ready to go. In the other news, I already told you Julie's coming home. Hooray! And I am loving the Other Dog Days podcast that I've heard. I don't know what happened, but on August 1st, my feed was flooded with like 25 shows. Some are repeats. I've heard them before. I don't know what's going on, Craig, with the Dog Days RSS feed, but you might want to check that out. Or if anybody else is seeing that, let me know. I can understand my show coming in and going, wow, I heard that because I already said it. But some of these I've heard, like show 1 and 2 and 3 from some of these people, and there they are again the next morning. So I'll see how that goes. I'm trying to determine if I'm marking them as played or deleting them and the feed brings them back in because, hey, you didn't play this yet. So I'm keeping an eye on that. Also, another bit of good news that sort of made my day a little happier after all the Phoenix craziness going on. I have Marriott Gold status now. I've stayed enough nights at Marriott hotels in 2014 that I've been upgraded from silver to gold, which I think means I've been there 50 nights. Or maybe that's 50 nights total. I don't remember. But gold status now gets me access to the lounge. So after work, there's beer. In the morning, there's fruit. You know, there's different things. I've usually tailgated in or coattailed in with somebody else who's already got a lounge pass. But this will get me through February of 2016. So we'll see. There, I might even get platinum status this year if the trips keep up, which is always fun. So who knows? I don't think I'll ever get gold or platinum status for life because you got to be, I don't know, it's umpteen million points. And my points always go to the airline. So whatever points I get on hotels or car rentals gets tacked onto my airline so that we can get the girls home for Christmas or get the girls home for summer, whatever it happens to be. I like to direct them that way, which is always nice. Currently have a voucher and enough points to get one of my children home for Christmas. Actually, that means both. So a voucher for one, points for the other. And if I can swing it, I want to get Lisa's boyfriend out there for Christmas too. She's been saving her pennies and she's got a nice little jar full of coins. It's probably not going to be enough, but I'll see if I can give her a birthday present in October with enough points to get him there. Because every trip from here that I take to San Diego nets me about 12 to 16,000 points for a typical 3 or 4 night stay out there. And I'm at 65,000 right now, and I'd need to get up to 100,000, I think. Now, the catch is I'll be moving to Phoenix, so my trips to San Diego will usually be driving. And that'll mean reimbursed miles on the vehicle rather than air miles. However, I've been told there are some international trips in the forecast. I think I mentioned this already, Singapore or Australia or whatever coming up this fall, because this program that I'm developing, not a software program, a training program, is I'm going to be owning it for a few months. So, wow. This is the early show, and I already got 15 minutes on this thing. So I'm going to let you go. No cats this time. We'll see if we can get them in tomorrow night. And I'm looking forward to Julie being home. I am bummed about Phoenix House being damaged. Hopeful that we can get things squared away. Thankful for Mr. Menengay. Trying to stay positive, like I said yesterday. and very, very thankful that my loving wife and I are working together on this project to get us to Phoenix. The garage is a mess, but we will get through this. Worst case is all this mess is going to get loaded on a truck and we'll sort through it later. Hopefully not. Oh, here's the last thing. We're going to sell the snowblower. Yeah. Originally, it was going to be like an extra we're going to tack on to make the value of the house more palatable. But when I said that the market won't bear the price we want, and throwing valuable items like that at it isn't going to help if it's already marked down from where we want, why am I giving somebody a snowblower who, if they already have a snowblower, are just going to either take that one and sell theirs or sell this one? That's just putting money in their pockets instead of mine. So I have to list that on Craigslist in the next day or so, so we can get moving on that. It's worth a few hundred. I paid close to $1,000 4 years ago. Still in very, very good shape. I expect to get at least $600. So that will feel good. I don't need a snowblower. I'm going to hang on to the lawnmower because we still have the neighborhood boy doing that, and I will continue to pay him even after we're gone. Hopefully he'll be able to recognize when it's time to cut the grass, because at this point I have to keep reminding him. So I have to have a talk with that boy. Okay, I said it's the end. It's now the end. Take care. 101, stay positive. Good night, everybody.